Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachini Barhi, Texts 36 and 37. Athatmano tasya yatho nartha parampara samsvatistya vyavachedo Bhaktya paramaya gurau Vasudeve bhagavati Bhakti yoga samahita Sadrichinena vairagyam Jnanam cha janayishyati. Purported by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: the real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nuisance that causes him to endure a repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudeva, he cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. Purport: this is the way to become detached from the artificial material condition. The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness and constantly engage in the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is trying to be happy, and the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul hovering within this material world does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudev. Samsriti or material existence begins with the illusion bodily conception of life, and on the basis of this conception there ensues a series of unwanted things, anarthas. These unwanted things are actually mental desires for various types of sense gratification. In this way, one accepts different types of bodies within this material world. One first has to control the mind so that the desires of the mind can be purified. This process is described in the Narada Pancharatra as Sarvapadhi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam. Unless one purifies his mind, there is no question of getting free from the material condition. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Anartha Pashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvam Chakre Satvata Samhitam. The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled his Vedic literature which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Anathas, unwanted things, come down from one bodily life to another. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take to devotional service of Lord Vasudeva Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Guru is significant in this connection. The word Guru may be translated as heavy or the Supreme. In other words, Guru is the spiritual master. Srila Rishabhdev advises his son, Guru Nasasyat Namocheyad Yahasamupeta Mrityum. One should not take up the post of the spiritual master unless one is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. Material existence is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in the service of Vasudeva. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the devotional service of Vasudeva. Because Lord Vasudeva is supreme, one should engage himself in his service, not in the service of the demigods. Devotional service begins from the neophyte stage, the stage of observing the rules and regulations, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfectly advanced in the devotional service of Vasudeva, he becomes completely detached from the service of the body, that is his designated position in the material existence. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jirivera Swarupa Hoy Krishna Ranityadas. Every living entity is by constitutional position an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as one engages in the service of Lord Vasudeva, he attains his normal constitutional position. This position is called the liberated stage. Muktir hitva nitha rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi. In the liberated stage, one is situated in his original Krishna consciousness position. He gives up all engagement in the service of matter, engagements concocted under the names of social service, national service, community service, dog service, automobile service, and so many other services conducted under the illusion of I and mine. As explained in the second chapter of the first canto, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahoitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Thus one must engage in the service of Vasudeva without material desire, mental speculation or fruitive activity. So continuing the discussion in this chapter, where Narad Muni is summarizing his teachings to King Prachinibhari and re-emphasizing and reinforcing the instructions he had previously given in the form of an analogy. Now he is really giving him the pill in his concentrated dose. Just as a patient who is suffering from a chronic disease or a very serious illness his immune system may not be in a position to accept heavy doses of medicine, is given lighter doses in the initial phases. As soon as the immunity increases, the patient is given a more kind of a direct medicine. So most of the times it is very difficult to give an oral kind of medicine. So sometimes there is given an intravenous kind of a medicine. So here, after injecting this intravenous kind of a medicine, seeing the healthy position, the healthy disposition of King Prachinibhari, Narad Muni is now ready to open the Pandora's box. What the real message that he is wanting to convey, he is now explaining. Now he is urging to King Prachinibhari the symbol of a conditioned living entity in the material world, like us who have come to this material world with a desire separate to enjoy from Krishna. The real interest, when we know our real interest, is only then we can act in our real interest. Without the knowledge of our real interest, all our activities will be misdirected. That's why Prabhupada would say that this Srimad Bhagavatam is a scripture which can cause a revolution in the impious lives of a misdirected civilization. So the only remedy is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative, the word Guru, either the Lord or through his representative. So we'll try to understand this kind of surrender, which was very much evident in the initial description of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Parikshit Maharaj is being cursed by the Brahmana boy Sringi, and Parikshit Maharaj is now on the verge of death. That means it is the time for his final examination. So, just as students would not like to give exams again and again, we are just discussing with the students who had completed their exams, their engineering exams. We are telling them that exam is a pain, right? And no one wants to go through it again and again. But there is one paper which all of us must attempt compulsory. There are no options. There are so many options or elective. There are many choices, suppose, in a given course. But in the life course, in the course of this life, there is one paper which all of us will have to face and attempt. So, then this is the final exam of death. So Parikshit Maharaj was, we are explaining to them, the students, that just as there are some kind of moral answers for every question paper, the board of examination of the university sets a moral answer paper. That means the answer should be as per the answers expected by the authorities. Only then you get full marks. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is providing us exactly like these moral answers. Parikshit Maharaj is a candidate who is writing these moral answers for all of us. He is writing this paper for our benefit. And so, when one is faced with this final examination, what is the disposition of surrender? What is the meaning of surrender? It is clearly exhibited by the divine consciousness of Parikshit Maharaj. So, we shall understand from the Srimad Bhagavatam that when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed while he was returning home, Parikshit Maharaj felt that he is going a series of emotions. These series of emotions are all the symptoms of surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if one wants to know what actually surrender, one can learn from these stages of emotions which Parikshit Maharaj is going through. He is feeling that he had committed an act against the faultless and the powerful Brahmana, and he felt it was uncivilized. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that such repentance is natural for a good man like the king, and such repentance delivers a devotee from all kinds of sins accidentally committed. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, in spite of all our attempts, suppose if a devotee is not able to chant attentively the names of Krishna, then what is the solution? Srila Prabhupada said, if such a devotee seriously and sincerely repents for his inability, admits his inability and wants to strive for overcoming that tendency, that person is a candidate for spiritual advancement. So such repentance, the fire of repentance will burn all away, all the anarthas from the heart. So, though King Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit was directly under the guidance of Lord's internal potency, which caused him to act in such an uncivilized way, was actually the plan of the Lord. Nevertheless, a devotee never considers himself to be an empowered instrument of the Lord and wants to justify his acts. Rather, he admits a humble position and is willing to repent for his acts which are accidentally committed. Then King Parikshit Maharaj thought, due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect some difficulty to overcome me in the near future. I now desire without reservation that the calamity come now, for in this way I may be freed of the sinful action and not commit such an offense again. After this stage of repentance, Parikshit Maharaj is now expecting some kind of calamity, some kind of distress to fall on him because he has committed this heinous act. So devotee does not admit repentance, but he admits accountability. A devotee is always feeling accountable for his acts, and such a responsible devotee is held very much high in the eyes of the Supreme Lord. And now he is telling, without reservation, I desire some calamity now, just now. He is ready to accept all the reactions of his offenses immediately. And Prabhupada writes why he wants to admit, why he wants to take this offense on himself. Prabhupada writes in the purport that a man's personal misconduct affects all his family members. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit desired the calamity to fall on him alone. By suffering personally, he would be restrained from future sins, and at the same time, the sin which he had committed would be counteracted so that his descendants would not suffer. Unlike nowadays, people just want to pass the sinful reactions of their activities to their descendants and wanting themselves to enjoy the post of royal opulence or some kind of a prestigious position. But this king, Parikshit Maharaj, is showing the highest kind of an etiquette which was so prominent in the Vedic society. Next, he is thinking, I am uncivilized and sinful due to my neglect of Brahminical culture, God consciousness and cow protection. Therefore, I wish that my kingdom, strength and riches burn up immediately by the fire of the Brahmana's wrath, so that in the future I may not be guided by such inauspicious attitudes. So, here Parikshit Maharaj is ready to relinquish. First is repentance, second is accountability, and third is ready to relinquish voluntarily his strength, his riches and his kingdom. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahetukam. By the force, by the power of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev, a devotee naturally develops symptoms of knowledge, detachment, and in this way he is able to execute his duties in Krishna consciousness. Parikshit Maharaj was Krishna conscious right from the womb, and because he was always conscious of Krishna, though he was engaged in administrative jobs of a kingdom, and he had to obligatory perform the karma kandya sacrifices, yet because of his unflinching, unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead even at the time of death. And so he just didn't remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any guidance. Just as this verse says that one has to surrender to this unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. It is said that Guru Krishna Prasadapaya Bhakti Lata Beach, Parikshit Maharaj was given the opportunity to be born in the family of great Vaishnavas, the Pandavas. Because of that favorable environment, he was Krishna conscious right from the birth, and because he was in such favor by the devotees of the Lord, he was later on favored by Krishna by the way of sending Shukdev Goswami to help Parikshit Maharaj remember Krishna, help Parikshit Maharaj remember Krishna at the time of birth. And through Shukdev Goswami only it was possible that the mercy of Lord was available to Parikshit Maharaj. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that after becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudev. What are the various ways of service? Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. These are the various processes of devotional service. And Parikshit Maharaj, after he became detached, he engaged completely in the process of hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam in rapt attention. For 7 days, continuously, without even drinking water or having any kind of a, no recreation, was no breaks, non-stop. So, just imagine, how could Parikshit Maharaj would be deviated, could be disturbed by an insignificant desire of thirst, and that's why he was able to, he put the snake on the shoulders of that Brahmana. It was all the arrangement of the Lord. The Lord wanted Parikshit Maharaj to write a model answer paper for all of us. And that's why he instigated that desire, that uncontrolled desire for thirst. But now, for 7 days and 7 nights, he was without water. Saptama Nirjal, right? Full week of Nirjal. And one day is so difficult for all of us. Just imagine, his mind was not disturbed at all while he was hearing the messages from Shukdev Goswami. So it is said that a Vaishnava is powerful than the Lord himself, and therefore he has power to give Krishna to someone who is actually a bona fide candidate. We see in the instance of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvas Muni. Ambarish Maharaj was sincerely executing the processes of devotional service, and when Durvas Muni sent that fiery demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj, that demon was not able to harm Ambarish Maharaj. What was the situation? What was the consciousness of Ambarish Maharaj at the time when the death in the form of that fiery demon was present in front of him? He didn't even budge an inch from his place. Why? Because he had complete faith and confidence in the mercy of the Lord. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna wants to kill me, then I shall, by the will of the Lord, shall give up this body. And if Krishna wants to protect me, however, whatever calamities in the form of this fiery demon may be there, will not be able to kill me. So this was a strong determination and faith that Maharaj Ambarish had. So much so that the Sudarshan Chakra was following Durvas Muni all the way up to Vaikuntha, and even Lord Vishnu could not help. Lord Vishnu was subservient to the power of love of his devotees. So similarly, Shukdev Goswami had that power to give Krishna, and in this sense he was more powerful than the Lord himself. And that's why it is said that we must surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the guidance and supervision of his bona fide representative. And in this way, what will be fulfilled? The real interest of the living entity to get out of nuisance and to finish the cycle of repeated birth and death. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.